96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. My name is C.A. Nuri and I shall be your host today. This Wednesday, May 11th, 2022. It is after 11 a.m. So some months ago, in the obscureness of the dark, in the pine forest of Gladstone Road, near Carmichael Road, someplace near the airport, some Bahamian men descended upon the woodland area, the sacred pine forest, with bulldozers and tractors and cleared 500 acres of land. They cleared the land and apparently they decided to say that it's farmland, that it's theirs, that it belongs to the state, and that because of that, they can claim it as their own. Clearly, it was a land grab. You see, in the back of Carmichael Road, in the back of Gladstone area near the airport, there has been some squatting. The number of houses are there, Bahamians, who might take 100 by 60, you know, make a homestead or so, right? There are also some immigrants who kindly obtain the land, what we know is illegally, and build some shanties, so I hear, right? But this is different. This group of Bahamians decided to declare 500 acres. And I want you to sit back and imagine how much land that is. And they said they're going to build a farm. I am concerned. And of course, because of that, the Department of Forestries, the Ministry of the Environment, the Attorney General, are concerned. Because they see that something is awry. Something is wrong, right? In fact, because of their concern, they created a task force. And I have a clip about that task force. Because I want you to join me and have a conversation on what exactly is happening. And I mentioned the Bahamians who are squatting in the area for a reason, because I want to have a conversation with that. I also mentioned the immigrants who are squatting, because I want to have a conversation with that. But I want to really talk about what 500 acres means and what is these people intent. But play a clip for me. Go ahead.
A new task force set up to deal with deforestation and illegal occupation of Crown land. In this case, roughly 500 acres in the Carmichael Road area. The announcement of the government's forestry unit is in response to homes built on protected pine forests, cleared less than a year ago. Daniel Hainick is a part of that forestry unit.
In terms of speaking with my counterparts at all of our agencies, we have no permits for any activities. So that means any illegal clearing that happened, any structures that were built in these areas, there are no official permits for any of that. So what happens in this case? Like I said, we just spoke with a task force has been formed with the AG's office and Department of Public Prosecutions, DPP. And so we are assisting them in gathering evidence on for them.
Environment Minister Vaughn Miller admitting the ministry does not have the staff to enforce environmental laws like this.
Throughout the country, we'd like to. No, we're an archipelago, approximately 100,000 square miles. We need, we in the process of having a presence at beginning on a major family violence. My understanding from the director and Department of Environmental Planning Protection, at least 10 to 15 immediately.
And that was the introduction of the task force, and that is important. It's clear that the government has made a stance that they are concerned, that they're not approving this operation, and they have
ordered a cease and desist order. But these people are not listening. Instead, they are evoking some emotions of the general public. You know? And they know what ticks Bahamians off. What gets grind our gears that we respond in kind. Mind you, I am aware of the persons who are doing this. They're all over social media talking. They're saying, oh, they can't do nothing to us because the immigrants are doing it. They're saying, oh, the government cannot respond to this because it's our land. They want to yuck up Bahamians' vexation so we can side on them. But right-minded Bahamians cannot accept this. You cannot go and take our land and claim it for yourself. That goes for Bahamians or immigrants or anyone else. So I try to do some investigation because I'm not familiar with Gladstone Road, Carmichael Road, near the airport, and say, where is this land? And upon my investigation, apparently there are people who have trespassed, and they put up no trespassing signs on our land, on our government land, said this is theirs. In fact, they have developed a system of roads, mile-long roads, that you can go and drive behind the pine forest. Right? There are people living in a subdivision. And I'm not sure if you understand what I mean by a subdivision. There are scores, if not hundreds of houses, illegal houses, in the back of this pine forest. And I'm not sure if people are aware how important the pine forest is, right? But it provides support to an ecosystem that protects Bahamians, right? So this is why I'm concerned. But I want to know, how can this be? But the phone lines today is 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. And of course, the text line is 422-GR96 or 422-4796. And I want to have a conversation with you, right? Because I am concerned. I want to know if you are concerned. Is this a land grab? This 500 acres is what these people, these supposed nationalists, these supposed political persons with agendas, right? Because this is a political stunt. Clearly it's a political stunt, right? I see you have a caller, and I'm going to let that caller come through so you have a conversation with me. And I am concerned because if we let this go, what would happen the next time? Go ahead, caller. Tell me. Talk to me. Call you on Guardian Radio in AM?
Yeah, what do you say, Caesar?
I read your man. I'm a little concerned. I'm not sure if you know that there's entire subdivisions with an S in the back of Carmichael Road, which stretch for miles, right? Where people have houses and I dare say hotels, right? People working with generators, big, large generators, building on Crown land. And now there's some new people who ain't want a piece of land, you know. They don't want, like, boy, things tough. I can build this house here and live in the wilderness for a while. They cleared 500 acres and said they could do a farm. What do you think about that?
Yeah. I never tell you what. I tell you what's going on. I used to be a man. I born over there. You see what I'm saying? As far as I'm concerned, the land right now, it belongs to the people according to our independence. You see what I'm saying?
But the government have that entrusted, don't you say, Carla? Do you think so?
All right. From the Queen, right? From the Queen from Columbus time. Christopher Columbus, he beat Arawaks here.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Where are the Arawaks? After the Arawaks, there was the what? Slave trade, right? Right?
Go ahead, man. Go ahead.
All right. So what I'm saying, right? This line, you know, is right now diversified. And the Arawaks, you really can't find the Arawaks like that from Red Bay, like that, who was Ron from 1492. Up to when we came, when we arrived, we got to trace our roots. Either you was one of the children of the slave boat, or you came from another type of slave trade, because the slave trade was run in France. The slave trade was the way you come from. You know, the French had their slaves, that's where the Creole come from. The English had their slaves, that's where we get this broken beam. And Jamaica had theirs, that's where they get patois. But what I'm trying to say is this, the land still belongs to the children of the slaves.
So what you trying to say?
What I'm trying to say, right? Rightfully so. We didn't land on Plymouth Rock. Plymouth Rock landed on us, bro. We came from higher places, brother. You see what I said? If you measure the fox with your nationality, with your fig tree, you know you was a black man. The black was the color just to signify the difference to who could be slave and who could be not. So remember, your color is more than just a stigma. That's an inheritance of where you came from, brother. You see what I'm saying? All black people were involved with black slavery. Didn't care where you
got it. I appreciate you.
What I'm trying to say, right? So at the end of the day, this line right here, we have a nation born out of a nation. The Bahamian nation, we young. We going on, what, 50, 60 years. America, what, 250 years or so for being independent.
My producer must be asleep today. Usually he's on point. That's all I can say. But I appreciate that call, I appreciate that call. And I grasped what you were saying, but no, I didn't. But I am concerned, and I want person to engage me on whether my concern is warranted. You know, I want to know if my concern is warranted. Should people be allowed to, in the middle of the night, you got to see the boldness of this, to clear 500 acres with tractors? I don't know no immigrant to come with tractors and clear land. I don't know anyone who's squatting trying to just have a home, right, in the wilderness, clear so much land. So I'm concerned on what is the intent of this group. And my conclusion is they are operating in chaos. They are operating in chaos because they are invoking emotions of Bahamians, right? Knowing that Bahamians are concerned about our illegal immigration population, knowing that they are concerned we are in a time where people are emotive regarding opportunity. So they are playing on our senses, our sensibilities, saying, man, all we want to do is farm. But surely you don't need 500 acres to farm. You don't even necessarily need an acre to grow some lettuce and tomatoes, some pumpkin, banana, peas, and corn. So clearly there's a different agenda. And I don't believe what they are saying to the public. I believe they are tricking good, decent Bahamians to follow their agenda, and they do not know that at the end of this is not going to end well with us. End well for them. I have a text right here. I say, great show as usual. The government should arrest or sue the people for damage because the pine forest is a buffer during the hurricane season. And due to this task force, definitely the government plans to do something. We see the Attorney General done speak on this and say laws are being passed. They're investigating. They call the police. The people done call the police. Ms. Hennick already said the police done call. They just investigating and find out who exactly did this bulldozing. And then we have people on social media recording themselves, bowling them. It's a bowl, right? Recording themselves and say, yeah, it's me. It's me who bulldozed it, right? And say, they daring the government to say, I want y'all to come and move us. You're harassing us, right? And they are influencing good, decent people to follow them. I have a next text which says, I agree, it's a message. You can't have one set of rules for one set and another set of rules for Bahamians. It's a message for years we have asked the government to deal swiftly and intently with these illegals. And by extension, the shanty towns. If Torrance can be given to the Haitians, then by my God, what it says, then God, by God, how can you deal with behemoths in such a manner? It's wrong. And see what I tell you about the emotions? Won't you mention immigrants? Behemoths can get emotional, right? They can say, if the immigrants can do it, I can do it too. But they forget that behemoths are decent people. We are mostly law-abiding people. We can't be breaking the laws because other people breaking the laws, right? Something that needs to be done. And I'm assuming that the government, and clearly this was happening, the government must act swiftly to deal with this matter. Because every day these people go in there and putting down their farm network and say, this is theirs. And I ain't gonna, now, let me mention this. I see I have another caller. I'm going to let the caller come on now. I ain't going to forget the immigrants either, no. Because they are attacking the pine forest too. And we got to deal with that. In fact, we need to help our police officers and authorities to deal with it. First, we need to stop buying coal from them. Because that's what they're doing. They're cutting down the pine forest and setting them ablaze in order to create coal. We need to stop buying coal from them. Because we're enablers as behemoths. We won't complain, but we go in to buy the things. In fact, if you see a particular set of people cooking grill and they cooking it off coal, you say, I ain't buying it no more until I find out where you get that coal from. Boycott everything. Shut down everything. Right? Well, let's go to the next caller. The caller's still there or they hang up just now?
Hey, good morning. How you doing, Henry?
I'm doing well, man. What is your opinion on this? Do you support these people who bulldoze 500 acres of the pine forest?
No, man, definitely not. And I had 3 points, but something you said made it four. If people are going on social media and recording themselves and saying, I dare you to stop me, I don't think this is an individual doing this. It has to be a much larger system or group of people to clear one 500 acres.
That's why I'm concerned.
And then to be dared, daring the government to stop you. Who's backing them? Who supported them in doing this?
These persons delved in chaos, caller. They want chaos in the Bahamas, and they want a whole entire country run amok. And we need to be concerned.
One day, I always drive past it, but you know you never pay attention to it. I drove it from the airport roadside, mm-hmm. and I'm just weaving my way through, trying to figure out which track road to take. Mm-hmm. I'm like, man, in the back you're big, mm-hmm. and I keep passing houses, and one of the roads I took led me onto Bacardi Road, onto the end of Carmichael. I'm like, man, this come from Carmichael all the way back to the airport road. There's another access road in front of Coral Harbor. And I was amazed to see, we only can see what was cleared down from the road. But when you go in there, it's more than 500 acres.
My Lord.
That was cleared. And this was before the clearing was even done that we're talking about now. I drove there earlier this year, January or February, before all of this clearing.
Mm-hmm.
So this has been going on. You can even access it from the Gladstone Road side, coming to the end of Gladstone Road East. And I go straight down in the back there. And this has been going on for years. This isn't just something that's happened in months. So successive governments or bodies have been allowing this to happen. Someone has been green lighting this to go on and looking the other way and getting paid off.
Mm-hmm.
So, there's Gladstone Road past Gladstone Freight Terminal.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know, is that Crown land? Because at the end of that road, it's blocked off with a chain and a large piece of beam that you cannot access it unless you take it by foot. And in the back there is a company that has a security site, or they store their security instruments in the back there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, down there is where people usually go, you know, you have your license shotgun to shoot just objects. Mm-hmm. If you go to Baghdad, there's tons and tons of shells. But who has the right to block off that road to say there's no access? That's something else I want to investigate, or someone investigate. Is it private road? Is it Crown land that someone, you know, we do what we want, we block it off, and who cares?
Thank
there
you
are for... many and many roads, crown lands in this country, in the Bahamas, Nassau, that people just block it off and no one looks at it and even cares because it's not enforced.
Thank you very much, Carla.
This task force will enforce it.
Yes. Thank you very much, Carla. I appreciate it. And I'm not sure if people understand and appreciate what the caller said, that this network of roads, separate from the persons who creates the government roads, these people created their own network of roads that run for miles and connect to the government road. That they are, like the report said, what Ms. Hinnick said, is that there are subdivisions with different various subdivisions with 20, 30 houses connected, depending on which track road that you go through. And these are not just migrants looking for someplace to live in. You know. These are Bahamians who are putting no trespassing on Bahamian land, crown land. And they are carving it out for themselves. And something needs to be done, right? But see, and when we talk about this, right, because Bahamians, I got what, six texts already said, what about the immigrants? What about the immigrants? And I hear you. I am concerned. I'm not sure when last we had any type of exercises that we went into these shanty towns to bulldoze, to demand that they leave, to tell them cease and desist in terms of erecting. But definitely I see, especially in the farm in Abaco, that it is expanding. I see that I went to where that area of Gladstone Road is. The name escapes me, but the BNT area there where they have the bird watching area of on Gladstone Road near Spike and Yard Road. The name soon come to me. There on the side of that, there is an entire subdivision of shanty towns that connects, where they are encroaching now on the mangroves. And I'm concerned. But I have another caller there. Go ahead, caller. Caller, I'm guiding in the morning. So text says, in reality, CA...
Good morning.
Oh, you there? Go ahead, man. I thought you hang up.
No, man. Man, it's a good show. This is good. I'm sure this morning. How you? Listen to me. Let me tell you what the problem is in the Bahamas. And when you listen to me good. See, what the person did and cut down the crown land, it's wrong. But the fact of the matter is, you have to do some bad things for some good things, I believe. Force government to do things. And you would be surprised who get his land and talk with the farming. Then farming government have the right to take back all of those land. It's cheaper you build a home, government running for our Bimini people. So let me put it and say, if you don't fight this country, then we don't do it. It's time the Bimini people need to start standing up. And let me see if they can kill us. But I know they got some war tanks. What with the Chrissy going and get from the China? Those war tanks, if they kill us, we're missing them. I thought he'd ask the Chinese for some boat and some helicopters to help to protect our waters. But, you know, but Bimini people, they're waking up now. I begin name and shame the people who teeth of the borders land, okay? And politicians, pastors, all y'all, you'll get tried for treason and we can hang you all. And thanks for taking my call.
No, don't hang up here. I want to ask you a question. You still
go ahead, brother.
So you believe what is happening now, this clearing of 500 acres, is political? That they're
no,
doing
it ain't
this. So, no, you don't believe you don't believe it's a political movement?
No. See, many people seeing other people coming to our country taking land. Americans, Canadians, Chinese, Haitians, everybody taking our land.
So you believe it's individuals?
My land where they want to go up.
So you believe it's
individuals? We got the right to do this. They got the right to do this. We need to shut this country down from Nassau. The people shut this country down. The people in the union, all this is a bunch of motor murderers. The only people, they're weak. They're the weakest unionists I ever seen in the history of this country. You need to do something to our country. Everybody come to this country calling us dumb and stupid. We are dumb and stupid because they're like everybody come and take our thing from us. And we can't do it. If you want better water, you need to get a permit. If you want iron peace, you need to get a permit. That's foolishness. I'm trying to take my call, my brother.
Thank you very much. Caller, I hear your passion, but you believe in chaos. And chaos means destruction. I can't be a man of chaos. I am a man of law and order. And what you are calling for is a complete destruction, to keep the complete breaking down of the entire systems of the Bahamas. And no, not me. I can't be affording that. Do we have another caller there before I start reading the text? That caller hang up waiting too long. There's another caller.
Hi, I'd like to make a comment.
Go ahead, man. Make your comment.
Hi, CA.
Hey.
I want to ask you something. How long
I mean, I saw you over 30, I hope. But how long have you heard that we had a problem with illegal migration and squatting in this country?
Well, we knew that for years, decades.
All right, all right. I don't believe in lawlessness. I don't believe in tit for tat. But I know that whenever a people wants change or they want to be heard, right, sometimes other measures are needed. Now, I don't say I totally agree with what is happening on this clearing of land to make a, I mean, I see it as making a point. I see it as a message. Because I even heard one of the folks that cleared a piece down there, gentleman, he said, listen, if the government today say, listen, we can deal with all these shanty towns that we keep identifying, we can deal with all of that, we'll move, we'll go. Right? Now, you may have some there that, you know, well, not that might be, but, you know, squatting for other reasons or whatever, right? But I think the message for me, I'm a Bahamian, right? And I don't need to squat on nobody's land because I've worked all my years and for my children, and we have our property. But I'm a Bahamian. I live in this country, and I'm over 50, almost 60, right? I've been hearing the people, a lot of people, a lot of them are scared to march. A lot of them are scared, you know, to speak up. Their frustration with this illegal migration situation. And they mention the Haitians because it is the Haitians that are the largest group. That's all. We don't hate Haitians. I grew up with Haitians. As a matter of fact, my grandmother hired them, and we used to share the vegetables and whatnot. But there's a problem.
Mm.
Me, myself, I'm almost 60, like I tell you. When I first moved to Nassau, I used to go to an Araki, get conch salad, sit out there. You know, the sloops used to be over there. For some reason, they used to be out there. And I used to see these bags and bags of what I find out to be coal. Mm-hmm. Well, they've been doing this. This is a business, apparently. They've been doing this for years. And you know how we go. You know, we like to sweep things under the rug, or we'll say, well, we have enough manpower to man this and man that, right? But we have an issue with these things, right? And when Bahamian people start to speak up or try to speak up, I mean, that's their right to ask government to look into these things and handle it better than you've been doing. Because this thing is not a one-year issue, is it? Is it, CA? This is a 30, 40, 50-year problem. And it's, guess what? It's only getting seemingly worse, right? Because it seems like the more we do, the more we encourage the illegals to just come. They must be coming for a reason.
Well, let me engage you for a minute.
There are some behaviors to blame. Yes, yes, yes. Because they want cheap labor.
But,
right.
Caller. Caller, let me engage you for a minute.
Is everything for sale? Is everything for sale?
Well, caller, 1 minute for me. The question now is, do you support the bulldozing of 500 acres of the protected forest? That's just yes or no.
And information is, right?
I'm sorry? Oh, did you hang up? Okay, no, I'm sorry. We miss and cut you. If you can call back. I just want to know if you agree or disagree. Do I have another caller there? Or I can go straight to the text?
Oh, good morning.
Go ahead, caller.
Mr. Nuri, let me ask you a question, Mark. Are you a real Bahamian?
I'm not sure what a real and fake is, you know. Because
are you an organic Bahamian?
I'm not even sure if Bahamians can be organic or not, because organic has to do with fruits and vegetables, and I don't grow like that.
I obviously see where you headed this morning with these questions. Listen, you speak about the task force, right? Why didn't the task force was established 30, 40 years ago? Why now?
See,
because basically what you're doing, you're basically speaking on your Bahamian brother, and you saying that the foreigners could come here and do, and our government don't do nothing. That's basically what you're saying this morning.
Caller, let's have a conversation. You good? You go one and I go one. Is that good?
Okay. No problem.
I want to ask, do you agree with the clearing down of 500 acres of the protected pine forest? Yes or no?
Okay. Let me tell you what I agree with.
No, I actually just want to know if you agree with it. Then we can have the conversation. Let's have the conversation, man.
They had thousands of Bahamians put in for crying loud for years.
You see where you're going? You see how you're going to do this conversation? I tried to engage you. See, that's my. I made the room for you, you know. I asked one question, you answered, and I let you go. But you don't want to do that. Let's have this conversation. The question is, do you agree with clearing of the 500 acres? You going, caller? See what happens when you don't have that good conversation? Do I have another call? Another caller on the line? Go ahead, caller. You on the line now. It's all you. Let's have a conversation.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Ask me the question.
Do you agree with declaring the illegal clearing of the 500 acres, the destruction of the protected trees? And we know what the trees does. It protects the environment, and it has the biodiversity of all the animals, et cetera, et cetera.
I don't agree.
Okay. And I understand that there's a need for Bahamians to farm and have access to land, and perhaps the wait is long, but do you believe that there's a way to go about that? There's a way to petition and to cry out and get access to this land?
No, I don't.
You don't believe there's a way? You don't know anyone who got acres to farm?
I'm no known persons who have gotten.
So you do know someone
to farm. However, those persons who have gotten those acres to farm got them on the building. Since then, I haven't heard of much of anybody getting any acres to farm. And then those who got it to farm, a lot of them didn't farm it. They actually use it to house illegal immigrants who pays them rent to live on these property. And they may have like a small farm over in one corner. So if anybody investigates, they have that piece of land put aside to say, well, okay, well, these are my Haitians that is farming the land.
Look where you gone, caller.
No, but it is the truth, though.
Mm.
Like I said, I don't agree with the structure. I love trees. I love to see the pine forest. I love when I take that long drive, you know, and the fresh smell of it. But however, I feel like that is a political statement. Because it has been asked for and waited on for so many generations.
Caller, if they declare 1 acre, I might have cast a blind eye. No, you know what 500 acres is?
I know persons who have pieces of that, you know. I know persons who the land was cleared, and I heard somebody tell me and all that I can go to so-and-so and pay the surveyor to mark out.
Hold on. Pay the surveyor? How you can pay a surveyor and you don't own the land?
Hold on. Listen. I know three persons that actually have a piece of that who paid a surveyor, who surveyed it for them, and they claim that as their piece. And they have little trailers or whatever they put on that piece to say, okay, they're living there.
What you mean living there?
You hear what I say?
What kind of madness are you trying to say on this radio?
No. I'm telling you the truth from what I know. So these persons are actually living on pieces of these places already who have already claimed those as theirs. You know, I understand that they're going about it wrong, and it can eventually cause some serious problems, but I think it says a negative thing to our government. Stop sitting down on your collective hands and get up and sign the people papers that they ask for so they can have their small piece and everybody can move on. But they do nothing. What about the piece in the back of a fall track there and that crown land that they cleared down for our homes to
I notice how you're mixing up the peas and the corn together, and I don't taste it.
This is how it is.
No.
It's not clear cut.
No, it is clear cut. Okay, caller, let me ask you this question.
Mm.
The people in Purple Track, did they get permission from the government?
Yes.
Okay, just be honest.
Because of who owns the company. They
now you
the
now so now you calling you during with conspiracy
I
theories.
That they got permission. I do believe they
and
got permission.
Do you believe the people who cleared the 500 acres, did they get permission?
So they don't own the government, so no, they didn't get permission.
See, that ends that then. See, the conversation over, and I appreciate you. No, that
like
ends
say,
that. And $10,000 fine. That's what the fine is, though. They can get lock up, and they get each one of them can pay the $10,000. So the three people who you know.
I think at the end of the day, this is going to be a negative thing in political playing field. And for those who pick this up and try to make it look like they're doing it on behalf of the Bahamian people, then come out the next government of this country. I'm so sorry to say it like that. But that Bahamians are fed up, man. We sitting down and y'all ain't doing nothing for us. And we watching people.
And I agree, Bahamians are fed up.
Watch people. Huh?
Bahamians are fed up and they are frustrated. And
yeah,
this is what these people are playing on.
You'll never even try I think Brandon McCarthy is the only one we saw who tried to make an attempt to deal with this situation, and no longer than he started, he was shut down, or he stopped however it happened. But it's like, come on, man. Y'all know we set up. Then y'all could do something. Y'all could wait till this happened or it gets worse, and then y'all could say, oh, but we didn't know. Because that's what they can say, just like how they said with the declaration of whatever they want or whatever. They can say, oh, we never knew, you know, we never knew this happening.
I hear you, Carlo. I hear you. I hear your frustration. And I can echo the frustration that Bahamians are frustrated, and this is why it's happening. But we cannot condone this madness. We cannot condone this madness, and we need to shut it down before it becomes chaotic. And there's a particular group of people who relish in chaoticness. They want to destroy law and order and decency. And they're willing for the Bahamas to fall flat on its back in order to get their agenda propelled forward. But I have another caller. Go ahead, caller.
Mr. Nuri.
Go ahead, man.
Yeah, listen, the lady, I love the caller. The BMV people are fed up, right? But they won't get up and they won't stand up. And so, of course, I don't agree with the acquisition of 500 acres because I'm an environmentalist at heart. And plants provide oxygen for us to breathe. And it's a vast land grab, but I can understand the sentiments behind it. Because what they're doing is no different from the British under the term terra nullius. Terra sounds similar to the Spanish word tierra, right? But terra means land, nullius means land belonging to no one. And that is the law that the colonists, that the Britain used to conquer the New World, saying it belongs to no one, even though they met Aboriginal people here. So you can imagine how the Indians felt when the people invaded their land and acquired their land, right? And so let's remember that this self-acquisition is very, very integral, you know, but this is only an impetus, but we need to listen to these people, because what happens is now, here you have the people, and you say they're cutting down the forest, and we know they're getting the charcoal from that. The government could easily solve that problem, you know.
Yes.
Because people supporting this problem. What I'm saying, the Bahamian people are fed up for real, you know, Mr. Nui.
I acknowledge
and,
that, too.
And remember now, like I said, the British used the same law to achieve Crown Land, so they call it Crown Land. The thing is, you have the illegals coming in. I agree with Maria Doxson. And the Bahamian people are fed up. But the thing is, we won't get up and we won't stand up because politics is creating a great schism and pacifying us. So I urge on the Prime Minister to show some form of urgency, because you got the Haitians on one hand squatting all over the land, but nobody's doing nothing. And they're also being unenvironmental in the land. They're creating anthropogenic activity that's not compatible with the land, and we're sitting by and letting them get away with it. But the minute a Bahamian do it, it's a problem.
I hear you, Carlo. And we'll be right back after this message on the other side of the show.
It's back. One of the biggest regattas on the sailing calendar. It's the 53rd annual Long Island Regatta in Salt Pond, Long Island, June 1st to 4th.
Yeah.
The biggest economic boost for Long Island is back, with more than 40 sloops competing in the A, B, C, and D classes, along with the Long Island Youth Regatta and the Man in the Boat Sculling Races. Don't miss this major cultural experience June 1st to 4th, the 53rd annual Long Island Regatta in Salt Pond. All of the fastest sloops will be there. Artisans displaying their handmade crafts, jewelry, and scrollwork. Great food, including the world-famous native mutton dishes, and endless memories all await you at the 53rd annual Long Island Regatta in Salt Pond.
Long Island breeze, your sheep are bleating.
Guardian Media will be broadcasting live at the 53rd annual Long Island Regatta, with live updates of the sailing results and activities every day. If you'd like to be a sponsor, just contact your account executive or call the Nassau Guardian at 302-2300. That's 302-2300. Yes, it's back. One of the biggest regattas on the sailing calendar. It's the 53rd annual Long Island Regatta in beautiful Salt Pond, Long Island, June 1st to 4th.
Yeah.
Sponsored by Lickety Split and Fun Food.
The most important thing in life is family. And whenever you need reliable advice, you look to the people you know you can trust. At J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents and Brokers, we earn our clients' trust every day. Whether it's home, motor, travel, or commercial insurance, we've got you covered. Call 397-2100 or visit jsjohnson.com.
J.S. Johnson Insurance.
Welcome back to Guardian Radio AM, and we have a hot topic today, and people are calling and texting like crazy, and I'm trying to get through so much. The other day, the Minister of Environment, the Minister Vaughan Miller, worked at it, to have a town hall meeting to talk to his constituents about this pressing issue. He also brought in some environmentalists and some specialists to explain exactly what it was going on, right? It was a detailed meeting. It was provocative, but that meeting was infiltrated. It was infiltrated by a particular grouping who took over the meeting, and the meeting had to be closed down. And the information that the minister was trying to put forward was lost in the emotions. And I want to mention that because right now the Guardian text line is being imploded by text. Anti-immigrant tax. Man, I understand we have an immigration problem. I understand the government need to do more. But this is issue right now is about the 500 acres and the environment. I know we have I try not to call them Haitian immigrants, right? But I know we have an immigrant problem. I know government needs to do more. I know government needs to intervene and enforce the laws. We know that. I know successive governments have been inept in doing that. But the issue at hand has nothing to do with that. If you want to lobby our government to do more, let's lobby our government to do more. But I can't condone you bulldozing 500 acres. No. This text says illegal immigrants can do anything we want. In the 242. The minute a behemoth does it, it's a problem. Then it goes to CA. I like you. But here is my observation. I don't think you really know what's going on in our country. You cannot be this naive on illegal immigrants. Then I have about 1,000 more texts about illegal immigrants and what we need to do about illegal immigrants, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Right? Let's see what this one says. How many shanty towns and areas where persons are illegally squatting? What area does that cover? Imagine what that is doing to our environment. And obviously, it becomes a Haitian issue. It comes to Haitian issue. And mind you, I believe our government needs to deal with our illegal immigrant issue. But the issue at hand right now is that 500 acres. You know, you can't say I steal because Paul was stealing too and don't expect to get locked up. The people them who own that 500 acres, they can get fined at $10,000 or they go into jail. And jail is be hot. Let me get the next caller. Caller, go ahead.
Good morning, Mr. Neary.
Good morning. How are you doing this morning?
I am very well, thank you. And I've been trying to get in here a long time this morning.
Sorry about that.
Now, in our Bahamas, we know full well that the well fields, the pine forest that has been run down, that was recognized as the well fields. No one was supposed to trespass on it. And to tell you the truth of what I see and understand, people are saying, okay, it's the Haitian who's run it down. I don't think that at all. The reason why the amount of property that has been run down, ain't no Haitian unless it's a large group of them together did that. I think this is a conspiracy among some Bahamians where they threw in one or two Haitian persons in it, all right, to substantiate a part of their agenda. Now, the truth is, I pass that area very often, and I began seeing that clearing just after the new Carmichael subdivision thing started, right?
Mm-hmm.
That was before the election, and that went all the way out. It went all the way out west, right? So now that's a conspiracy, and the government needs to work with it. And not only that, you know, we, the people of the Bahamas, should have enough understanding, and we have been hearing from trained personnel that you need to have your forest area, any land area, state or whatever, you need to have it because that's a part of human survival, having your forest, all right?
I appreciate you calling.
And so, therefore, there's so much more things to say, but that's bigger than you and me and us, the Bahamian people, because it's us who are doing it, right?
Mm-hmm.
We need to consider for ourselves and consider for our children and our grandchildren. What is it we want to leave for them? What is it we're going to leave for them? Thank you so much for your time, because it's so much, but that's not, it's a bunch of foolishness put together, conspiracies to do whatever it is they want to do to accomplish something. But I don't think it would really work, you know, because we have a lot of persons who are truly Christian persons, and we will continue to reach out to our God, and they will be brought to naught for the foolishness that they are trying to inflict on the other Bahamians. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much for your call, and I appreciate it. And the caller reminded me that Bahamians have a duty to protect this land. And I could, no, I was trying to see if I could empathize with these people who cleared the 500 acres. No, I can't. No, I can't see it their way. And they need to cease and desist. Stop it. Right? I understand the angst and the emotions that Bahamians have, you know, watching others come here in the Bahamas and seemingly benefit. But we cannot break the law and destroy our environment, or for using a cliche, you cannot cut our nose off to spite our face. No, it makes no sense. We have another caller there. Go ahead, caller. You're on Guardian AM. Caller, can you hear me? I can hear you, caller. Go ahead. Okay, it looked like the caller gone. Oh, there you go.
Hello. Good morning, Seattle. I'm Senior Reed.
Go ahead.
All is well?
I'm doing well, man.
I am just sitting in this talk show and just killing myself laughing, you know. I'm going to be right killing myself laughing, the Bahamian people. Because you know, I know, right? Why do y'all have to beat around the bush? Y'all know who's laying down the property. Y'all know who's selling the property to people that's Lincoln paying them.
No, you can't be calling people name on this good
yeah,
guy. No, I can catch you. No, man, you done messed this up. You done messed that up, right? Because everybody's record you and thing and getting you all over media and thing. And I can't, I just get this gig. I have Friday and thing, and you trying to take my Friday show. Calling people. You see how I being vague all through the show? No, man, stop it. Okay? So, Nuri, Bahamians are cutting down the land. Haitians are smart enough to see value left behind and the ones harvesting the trees that were left to rot. See, I hear you, no texter, but we have a problem with their coal mining. They need to stop. We know that in Haiti, they have a shortage of trees. It's the truth. They have a shortage of trees, right? Because they use coal. And once upon a time, I knew that the Haitian sloops used to come to the Bahamas, and they used to bring coal to sell here. Now, something has changed. They no longer bring coal. It seems as if we now exporting coal. And if there is truth that we are exporting coal, and that the Bahamian government is not getting any taxes and benefit from it, and if it's impacting our environment and impacting our pine forest, we need to go there and confiscate every coal we see. And in fact, I think it should be easy. If you don't have no property, which you own, and you selling coal, take it. Say this coal is being commandeered by the laws of the Bahamas, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We have another call. We run out of time, so you got to be quick. Go ahead, caller.
Mr. Nui.
This is Nui.
Good afternoon. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well, man.
Awesome. Listen, firstly, I totally, totally disagree with people clearing down the forest without government consent. I disagree with the whole way that they're going about everything. But this is a vexing problem, and it needs to be fixed in our country. Mm-hmm. It needs to be fixed across the board.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know I have put in for some crown land, and it was granted to me from when Byron Woodside was minister, and that's back in the early 2000s.
Mm-hmm.
All right? But I have the letter. I've been paying for it for 2 years, and then I stopped paying after I was not able to get access to the land. But, you know, I mean, because of my passiveness, do you believe that's why I don't have my 2 acres of land yet?
I'm sorry to hear that.
Huh?
I'm sorry to hear that.
Okay, but that was the question.
I believe there are some nuances that prohibits Bohemian to take advantage of the opportunities afforded to them. And I'm sorry that you were not able to take advantage of the opportunity afforded to you.
Yeah. But anyhow, I agree with you. I agree with the whole metaphor. It is a total disrespect. It is chaos that they are trying to, you know, get going in the country. And persons like that just need to be dealt with. I mean, the law needs to take its course and deal with persons like that because it is lawless.
The law coming. Definitely the law coming. The AG spoke on this. The Minister of Environment spoke on this. The task force already being set. They coming.
Amen. Well, anyhow. Thank you, sir.
Thank you for calling in. I appreciate you calling in. Man, I hope one take this cause up and discuss this further, right? Because definitely this needs to be investigated some more, flesh out some more. Because what is happening is chaotic, is chaos, is evil, is sinister. And they are evoking emotions of Bohemians to get them riled up over immigration, just to prove their point, just to promote their agenda. This is all politics, I think. And it's very unfortunate, right? Because this especially with all the things this government has pledged about protecting the environment, they can't just idly sit by and watch people clear 500 acres and don't say anything. What do you think will happen next year? Or the year after that, the next generation? More and more people will start clearing out land. We need to cease and desist this, get this and over it, done it. Make sure that someone is accountable. And then what we need to do is we need to find out who are these people who are burning down the pine forest for coal and lock one or two of them up, right? And then we need to, again, it seems like idle talk, and I know a lot of people are emotional about it. We need to deal with the shantytown issue. It's expanding, right? People are still building. They're now building in Elutra. They're building in Andres. They're building still in Abaco. And, of course, they're building in Nassau, New Providence, all over Carmichael Road, all out east, right? It's now becoming cultural where they have people, they say now Bohemians are now squatting and building in the middle of the pine forest. I see I have one more call. I can make sure I accept this quickly so they get their last bid in. Go ahead, caller.
For taking my call.
Go ahead, man.
Do you think there's a group of people? No, I disagree with what has happened. Do you think there's a group of people who are trying to start a civil war in this country?
I'm not sure if civil war is the right word. They're trying to promote chaos. And that was the last call for the day, and I appreciate that call. And like I said, this conversation needs to be fleshed out some more. Because we cannot support chaos. We cannot support anarchy inside our country. This attack on the pine forest cannot be tolerated. Right? This has been C.A. Nuri, another Guardian in the AM. And I see you on Friday. Have a good day.